Today from the Ohio Newsroom, pirates invade Buckeye Lake.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice helps bring clarity to complexity because money doesn't come with instructions. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR.
I'm Erin Gottsacker. Central Ohio boaters will raise the skull and crossbones to turn pontoon boats, speedboats, and jet skis into pirate vessels this weekend. The third annual Buckeye Lake Pirate Festival celebrates a romanticized version of the old-timey seafaring swashbucklers. And it's become so popular, it's outgrown its original home in the village of Buckeye Lake. Allie Vugrinsik with Ohio Newsroom member station WOSU in Columbus reports on why so many people choose a pirate's life, if just for the weekend.
Retirees Kelly and Nina Collins wear a lot of hats. Most are pirate hats.
I wear a pirate hat pretty much anywhere. You know how people wear baseball caps? Well, I wear a pirate hat.
Their house on Buckeye Lake, about 40 minutes east of Columbus, is decked in nautical decor. A large purple octopus peeks out the front window. Wooden swords sit among umbrellas in the coat rack, and a pirate flag flutters in the breeze. For the past 3 years, they've taken this personal passion for pirates to another level by helming the Buckeye Lake Pirate Festival. Kelly, who is better known around the lake as Captain Kelly, wears a brown vest over his pirate-themed button-up. He points to 5 wooden chests on the dining room table.
These are made locally and handmade.
They're part of a treasure hunt involving close to 40 businesses where pirates, mermaids, and steampunkers can search for booty by boat, bicycle, golf cart, ATV, or car. Participants enter a drawing to win any chest that they find.
Once you get the treasure map, you just kind of plot out your course around the lake to determine which businesses do you want to go to try to win your treasure chest.
It's just one part of the 3-day pirate gathering that also includes a Renaissance market, musicians, 2 parades, and a pirate fashion and body art show featuring nautical tattoos. Before their pirating days, Captain Kelly and Nina, who sometimes goes by Skipper Charlie, used to run the Scaratorium, a large haunted attraction near Columbus. They brought their love of Halloween and costuming into retirement on Buckeye Lake. There, they heard about Winterfest, a popular late January party on the lake. Neighbors told the Collinses that people sometimes dressed up for the bar crawl. So they made a short leap, or rather a step off the plank.
We live on a lake. Let's be pirates. We love dressing up as pirates.
There were no other pirates out here. We looked for them.
Yeah. So.
The Collinses' pirate crew started with 6 people, but quickly grew when they started a Facebook group, the Buckeye Lake Pirates. Today, it has around 1,400 members. And the festival brings thousands of scurvy dogs to the lake and plenty of customers to local businesses. Kelly thinks people love pirates because of the lighter, fun depictions popularized in TV and movies like Pirates of the Caribbean.
You are without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have heard of me.
And Kelly says playing pirate is an escape from the stresses of the real world. It's the idea of freedom, the promise of adventure.
You're loose, you're fancy free, you don't live by the rules, you enjoy life, and that's really what it's all about.
Nina Collins adds that anyone can be a pirate. Her brown tricorn hat is adorned with a plume of teal feathers. As she speaks, tassels around the brim bob with each word. But she says you don't need anything that fancy to enjoy pirate culture.
It can be as simple as a pirate hat, or a white shirt, blue jeans, and a bandana around your head.
The Buckeye Lake Pirates invade a new, larger venue in Thornville, on the far east side of the lake, this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. If ye mateys aren't done with pirates after that, you can sail on to one of Ohio's other pirate festivals this summer. Port Clinton's Pirate Fest and Fremont's Ohio Pirate Con both cast off in late July.
Pirates, like, sounds just right. Sounds quite nice, I could say that twice.
At Buckeye Lake, I'm Allie Bugrinsik.
Smash and gouge and stab and poke and choke you out. That's a pirate's life. Pirate's life. Short but nice.
Support comes from the James at Ohio State. Cancer. For some, it's one of life's fiercest foes. But not at the James. where a team of nearly 300 specialists and over 1,500 researchers are working together to create a cancer-free world.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.